You know, I never knew what kitchen grease was until one time when my parents and I were on our way to Canada, and we stopped in a little one of these roadside restaurants that looked like old-fashioned trailers, these metal affairs. And there was some waitress in there who, for some reason, did not like my mother and father and I, and we were well-scrubbed and reasonably well-dressed, and I think nice, polite people, but she was very rude to us. And when we got out to our car, there was something on the window, and my mother said, "Well, that looks like kitchen grease." So that's the first time I ever became conscious of kitchen grease. Evidently, this waitress, whatever reason, whatever possessed her, she went out and threw kitchen grease on our car window. Pretty messy, just like John Hagee. Well, a couple interesting news items. Now, as you know, we only have a couple minutes here before the break, but as you know, David Irving, the British historian, is back in circulation. Well, almost in circulation. He is here in the United States, and he's been attempting to speak publicly. He made an attempt to speak publicly here in Washington, D.C. at one venue. But in the meantime, when all the people who had already received the invitations to arrive there or to come to the particular location to hear David speak, they were handed flyers advising them that due to complaints with the management had canceled David's speaking engagement. And therefore, they were forced to relocate. That, of course, means that many people did not make the new location. Well, I just found out today, stopped down there at the American Free Press office, and found out that something similar happened to David Irving when he went to New York State to speak. Somewhere in New York, the same thing happened. They sabotaged his speaking engagement there. Obviously, you know, it wasn't the Vatican that did that. It was not the Illuminati that did that. It was not a German death cult or the American Nazis who did that. Who do you think it was? I'm not going to tell you who it was. If you can't figure out who it was, then you need to keep listening to this program on a regular basis, and then you'll figure out who did it. But I do think it's very interesting that, you know, Eric Hufschmidt says that Ernst Thundel and Frederick Tobin and David Irving are all Zionist agents who are, I'm not sure exactly what it is he says about them, but, you know, he says that they're all Zionist agents. I'm a Zionist agent, too, according to Eric Hufschmidt, but all these guys like David Irving are Zionist agents. Well, if they're Zionist agents, then why, in the name of good God, are people trying to stop David Irving? Now, I guess, actually, it makes sense. If Jim Mars is right and the Nazis are ruling America, they would, the Nazis, of course, are anti-Zionist and anti-Jewish, so therefore it would make sense the Nazis tried to stop David Irving from speaking. I guess. I mean, is that what it means? I don't know. I don't think it was the Nazis, though. I think it was the anti-Nazis. But stay tuned for more commentary. And I'm going to tell you about an important new book by Michael A. Hoffman II. Plus, we'll talk about some other things, and then we'll go to some phone calls. Stay tuned, folks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go. We can make it right for the better. Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Before we went to the break, I was meandering about here, being cryptic, I suppose, about what happened to David Irving. Yes, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't the Anti-Defamation League directly. It was some organized effort by those whom David quaintly refers to as our traditional enemy, who sabotaged David's speaking engagements. It's too bad because, you know, what American Free Press wanted to do in conjunction with the Barnes Review was set up a web speaking engagement for David Irving so that, and then we could advertise it well in advance so that David could speak online live, and then, of course, it would be archived. Maybe David will reconsider that since it's obvious that his efforts to go person to person are being sabotaged, much as, yes, let it be said, ladies and gentlemen, as the Jews sabotaged or certainly attempted to sabotage the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California in October. Those of you who are subscribers to American Free Press, and certainly those of you who are listeners to this program, have heard about that conference. There have been full-page advertisements in American Free Press for the DVDs of that No More Wars for Israel conference. And we're going to have Joe Fields, one of the organizers on the program, again soon to talk about that. But needless to say, the bad guy struck again and managed to sabotage David Irving's two speaking engagements, although I understand David did have a speaking engagement here in the Washington area, but not at the original venue. Again, it was a matter of being forced to make do. And I'll tell you what, you know, these people who are doing this, you know, they're getting a big charge out of their successes here. But, you know, the late Paquita de Shishmaref, known to many of you as L. Fry, the author of the great book Waters Flowing Eastward, Paquita de Shishmaref said that the Jews have no sense of timing and no sense of proportion. They always push too far. Well, I tell you what, they can keep on pushing, and they can keep on pushing, but you know what happens to bullies. I've only ever punched one person in my life, and it was a bully who was bothering me, and I gave him a bloody nose, and he started crying. Well, I tell you what, we are going to start punching back at the bullies. Because these bullies, they are going too far. They are going too far. Al, again, I want to remind you that I want to tell you about a very important book that has just been published, a massive volume. I haven't seen it yet, but I know the quality of the work because I've seen this author's work for many, many years, and I'm going to give you the information as to where you can get it. So get your pen and paper handy, and I will get into that in a moment. Now, last night we had a call from a very nice lady who calls periodically, Yvonne, I believe, from Nevada, and she raised an interesting question. She went to buy a copy of Mein Kampf. She's heard so much about this book. Yes, that's the book by Adolf Hitler, the evil Nazi. And her question was, and it was a question that I didn't have an answer for, her question was, what is the best translation, the one that is most reliable? Well, thanks to one of our listeners who dropped me an email, I can tell you that there are apparently two translations that were authorized, English language translations that were authorized by Adolf Hitler. It was either one or two. The email didn't make it clear, but there was one apparently by a Murphy, and the other one was by a Mannheim, Mannheim, or it may have been Murphy and Mannheim. But in any case, if you're interested in getting the English language translation of Mein Kampf that Adolf Hitler authorized and therefore obviously approved, it is available through an online bookseller, nationalvanguardbooks.com, and their website address is natvanbooks.com, natvanbooks.com, natvanbooks.com. I suppose if you look up, do a Google search of National Vanguard Books, you can also probably find that. So in any case, they are the ones. If you're interested, that's where you can go, and I'm glad to provide that information. Got another email from one of our listeners, a good guy out in Indiana, who actually was on hand for that No More Wars for Israel conference. I had the pleasure of meeting him there. And he was interested in our discussion of John Hagee. And in the course of that discussion, I mentioned that there's a Congressman Spence. Is that his name? All of a sudden, I'm afraid his name escapes me. Pence, Mike Pence, not Spence. I don't want to falsely blame anybody here. Congressman Mike Pence, P-E-N-C-E, a Republican of Indiana, who attended John Hagee's cult meeting here in Washington, lent his credibility to this bloated tub of kitchen grease. However, there is a Libertarian candidate running against Mike Pence. And you know what? The guy's name is George Holland. I don't know anything other than George Holland, his name, the fact that he's running for Congress, that he's a Libertarian. But I tell you what, if the devil himself were running against Mike Pence, I would have to consider voting for the devil. Because Mike Pence is working for the devil, what would be the difference in voting for the devil? I mean, you know, it would just be a canceled out vote. So I'm going to just tell you that if you want to find out about the Libertarian candidate who's running against Mike Pence, it's George Holland, and his website is GeorgeHollandForCongress.com. Holland is spelled H-O-L-L-A-N-D. GeorgeHollandForCongress.com. I'm not necessarily endorsing George Holland, nor would I, because it might spell the end of his political career to have an endorsement from me. But let me say this much. I see some utility in supporting a third-party candidate on a major party line, if you can consider the Libertarian Party a major party, for the simple reason that in a close race it could cause the defeat of Mike Pence, because many Republicans might be inclined to vote for a Libertarian, and that might draw votes away from Mike Pence. So it would be nice to see Mike Pence defeated for the simple reason that he is a simpleton who endorses kitchen grease. That is the one thing we know about Mike Pence, that he lathers himself in kitchen grease. Can you imagine that, ladies and gentlemen? So check out GeorgeHollandForCongress.com. Let's hope that George Holland wins, or at least causes Mike Pence to lose. And then Mike Pence can go, Mike Pence, he loves Israel and John Hagee so much, maybe he can get a job working for John Hagee, or maybe he can go over to Israel and be a Shabbos goy and throw out kitchen grease on the Sabbath. That's all he's fit for. He's not fit for serving in Congress. He is a good Shabbos goy. And I can see him over there throwing out kitchen grease from a kosher kitchen in Israel. Well, we are going to the break here very shortly, so I don't want to interfere with being able to give out the information for this important new book by Michael A. Hoffman II. Very important book. I got an email from one of our listeners who I believe may be lined up among the callers here. oh, boy. This guy, Jim Mars, not Tex Mars, Jim Mars, the author of this new book that I've been talking about the how the Nazis have taken over America, et cetera, ad nauseum, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God almighty, I understand that Alex Jones is going to be interviewing Tex, not Tex Mars. Good God, forgive me for that, Tex. Forgive me, audience. He's going to be interviewing or has interviewed Jim Mars. Oh, come on, Alex. Don't give this guy unnecessary publicity. Alex, please. You know better than this. This is my public appeal to you, Alex Jones. Don't put Jim Mars' nonsense out there. I mean, this is too much. You know, don't help poison the well. I mean, if you're going to interview Jim Mars, you might as well interview John Hagee. I mean, or you might as well interview John McCain or, oh, hell, even Barack Obama. I mean, you know, but don't interview Jim Mars. Don't promote this silly book by Jim Mars. Please, 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 Alex Jones. If there are any Alex Jones fans out there, contact Alex and tell him that he's making a mistake. Don't poison the well further. Don't confuse patriots. We don't need any further confusion. We need to be on the same page. And when people were putting this poison out there, I mean, look, who published Jim Mars' book? Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch is the publisher of Jim Mars' book. Now, Rupert Murdoch is not a Nazi. Rupert Murdoch is an anti-Nazi, so to speak. Rupert Murdoch is one of the most powerful Zionist publishers on the face of the planet. He was propped up in the first place by the Bronfmans, the Oppenheimers, Armand Hammer, and the Rothschilds. That's who made Rupert Murdoch, and now Rupert Murdoch has published and is distributing Tex Mars' book. Alex, please, 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 don't do this, Alex. Please, Alex. For God's sake, Alex, don't do it. Don't do it, Alex. When we come back, have your pen and paper handy, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I want to tell you about this important new book by Michael Hoffman. Now, I'm going to tell you his website address here in a moment. Kind of interesting. Mike had just advertised his book in last week's issue of American Free Press, and I do believe there's another advertisement running in this issue of American Free Press, although I was surprised to get an email from Mike. Evidently, someone had mistakenly thought that American Free Press was trying to censor Mike's book and that we had refused an advertisement for him. Not at all, but thank goodness and thanks to Mike for putting out an email correcting the record on this. And it's kind of funny because I just happened to do a cursory check of my email here this evening right before I went on the program and found out about this, and it turned out I was going to talk about this book on the show tonight. The book is it's 1,102 pages with 164 illustrations. Now, you can order it from Amazon.com, or you can go to Michael Hoffman's website at revisionisthistory.org. That's just like it sounds, R-E-V-I-S-I-O-N-I-S-T, revisionisthistory.org. Now, this book is described as the long-awaited book based on a lifetime of research, and yes, I can say that. I haven't seen the book yet, but knowing the quality of Mike Hoffman's research and his dedication, I can guarantee you that all 1,102 pages of that book contain hard-hitting facts and information. And the title itself, I find very, very interesting, Judaism Discovered. Now, the book is $45 plus $5.50 shipping. That's a hefty price, but I'll tell you what, I have no doubt that it's worth every penny. It's a hardback book, incidentally. So basically what we're talking about is $50.50. Send them a check for $51. You can do it by PayPal. That I'm sure you'll be able to find the PayPal address on the website. But if you don't, by any chance, there are listeners out there who I guess, I hope, are listening on satellite or some other way, you can write Mike Hoffman at Independent History and Research. Just like it sounds, you don't need to write that all down. Let me give you his address. It's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It's P.O. Box 849. And the zip code is 83816. 83816. Independent History and Research, Box 849, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Coeur d'Alene, boy, oh, boy, I'm going to spell it for you. C-O-E-U-R. Then you got a small d, apostrophe, capital A-L-E-N-E, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816. And if you couldn't scribble that all down, check your atlas. You can get the spelling of Coeur d'Alene there. Independent History, Box 849, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816. Send them $51. Now, Canada, you had to have to have extra shipping and so forth, but check his website out at revisionisthistory.org. Not only that book is available, but a lot of other very good, very interesting research by Michael Hoffman. I'm told by my producer that when you're writing Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you can write CDA, Idaho, and they know where it is out in Idaho. CDA, Idaho, 83816. Well, that's good to know. Every time I try to write Coeur d'Alene, I have to look at every single letter in the name. But in any case, I would urge you to patronize Mike Hoffman's website at revisionisthistory.org. Lots of good stuff on there. I'm looking forward to getting a copy of the book myself and giving it what I know will be a very positive and glowing review, because, like I say, I know the quality of work that Mike Hoffman does, and thank God he does it. This is vital work. It's a book I know I wish I had written, but there's no way I could have written it because I just don't have that long bit of background in research in this particular area that Mike Hoffman does indeed have. So, you know, we gotta stick together. We gotta buy Mike Hoffman's books instead of Jim Marr's books. God almighty, I still am amazed at the... Oh, well, what can I say? All right. Well, that having been said, I'm taking a look at the clock right now. We are getting close to the break, so I'm going to go ahead and bring up our first caller and ask him, if necessary, to stay on beyond the break. Our first caller is Dave from Carolina. Dave, how are you?
Hello, Mike.
Dave, you are the Dave who sent me the email today. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm glad I got that before coming on the show. I do believe you were the one who called my attention to the fact that Alex Jones was interviewing Jim Marrs, or was that another emailer that I got?
Actually, to go ahead and give you the lowdown on that, he interviewed him.
Dave, there's the music already. I was a little bit ahead of myself here. Stay tuned. We do have the break coming up. Stay tuned there, Dave.
All right.
Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. We've gone through the callers. We have Dave in Carolina. Dave, actually, it occurred to me after you came up that I had actually received two emails today about Jim Mars. I don't think you were the one who alerted me to him being on Alex Jones' show, but nonetheless, you did send me an email pointing out that there is some more of this crazy promotion for reasons beyond my comprehension for this new book by Jim Mars. Is that not correct?
That is correct. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure which one you might have got, but he was on today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, he was actually on.
Jim Mars was on Alex Jones today.
Oh, boy.
You know, you put me in a bind here, Mike, because of the fact that I was wondering which lump to go after. It was Haggy or Mars, you know? I mean, it is a lump of, you know, I won't use that term on the air, but let's say lump of town mud. How about that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but, you know, if you've read the email I sent, like, anyway, it was, I sent this email in during a break. And when they come back from the break, it was, oh, the tone was changed. Yeah, I mean, this guy was scrambling around. And I think the word got out, too, on the, you know, internet, the radio waves or whatnot. You know, he was saying that I heard him on Rinse twice in a row within the same week, I think. Says, oh, but I didn't mean to say that the Nazis actually took over the country. They're global fascists and all this, which, you know, I can agree with that, I guess. But,
now, see, you know, that's a cop-out, okay? I mean, you know, that would be like me saying, Well, you know, my book, Final Judgment, says the Mossad was involved in the JFK assassination. That would be like me saying, oh, well, I didn't mean to say that the Mossad was involved. I mean, no. What Jim Mars has done, he's put this book out there, and, you know, most people who, quote-unquote, read the book will never read it. Most of what you're going to hear about it on the Internet, for the most part, is going to be a lot of buzz saying, here's the book that proves that George Bush and his father and his grandfather and several generations before them were all Nazis, and they're part of the people who brought the Nazis into this country and everything. Now, Jim Mars, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, I can excuse a lot of people for making errors. You know, I can excuse a lot of people for being confused. I can excuse a lot of people for maybe not getting the big picture for one reason or another.
But Jim Mars is a thorough researcher on these past books, and that's what got me about it. I used to be a big fan of his, and you know, in that you know, I read that book, let's see, Crossfire. And that was back before I kind of got up to speed on a lot of things, and I thought, wow, this is great. It was a tome too, you know. It's a great big book, and I love it very much. You know, to read a big book. By the way, while I'm at it, I will recommend Michael Hoffman, you. To anybody out there, because you guys are incredible, excellent researchers and writers. But
I appreciate that. Yeah, Mike Hoffman is a great researcher.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thing about me, though, is, you know, and all of a sudden this pops out, and it was just so obvious. You know, I just felt like he just turned his back on everyone. You know?
I mean, I have bought all of Jim Mars' books that he has written, and he's put a lot of good information out there. I had issues, certain issues with his book Crossfire, but I mean, you know,
he knows better.
But this book is just too much, and I just as I say, it's very, very frustrating when you're trying. You know, I do my best. I've said this before. It's very frustrating for me. I'm a stickler for detail. Number one. I'm not a demander of, I mean, I don't expect everybody to agree with me on every issue.
Truth is truth.
Yeah, but when you're putting out this kind of information that is really so subject to confusion by so many good people, and that is exactly what the book is doing, I just think it, like I say, that's why I said, you know, it's poisoning the well. And the last thing we need at this critical time is to have our water poisoned.
You know, there's another thing, too. I hear Alex and him all the time. You know, and Alex actually admitted this on the air when he was speaking today, that I don't understand. They come out of nowhere. He said, well, you know, it's really popular to bash the Nazis, this and that and the other. And I thought, golly, he's actually saying that, which, you know, there's no Nazi hiding under every bush. It's ridiculous. But, you know... that's one of those things. And he, you know, kept touching. Oh, yeah, and he attacked the Vatican today. Alex kept goading him into going after the Vatican, the rat lines, all this stuff, you know. It was ridiculous.
You know, I tell you, it's kind of funny regarding, you know, the Nazis. I mean, by virtue of even saying that Jim Mars is not being, I don't want to say honest, but I mean, the automatic thing people say is, oh, well, you're defending the Nazis by attacking Jim Mars for attacking the Nazis. Well, you know what? No, it is not a defense of the Nazis. It is simply a statement of the truth that the Nazis have not taken over this country.
Nope.
and even if, which I don't believe that he did, but there are some people I know and respect who believe there is a possibility that Adolf Hitler survived World War II.
Really?
Even if he did survive World War II, I'm here to tell you that he was not directing the Nazi International from a submarine somewhere or from a national park up in Wyoming or from a villa in Brazil or Paraguay or Argentina. You know,
this is the one thing that I got across to him too in the email too was, and this is the one central fact about the fact that I heard, you know, Jim Mars say this on, you know, these other shows. We are a national socialist society. National Socialism is fundamentally a homogeneous group of people, you know, a nation.
Exactly.
It is not, this America is not a homogeneous place.
There's no way that classic National Socialism, as was practiced during the Third Reich, could be applied to the American society for precisely the reason that you have said. It's just a simple fact. Fact.
Exactly. And you know what I pointed out to them, too? I said, they always talk about, you know, you always hear the, in Mein Kampf. By the way, I had the 1943 publishing of the Mannheim edition.
Oh, then you have what my other mailer said was a good edition.
You know, he points out that whenever they say the big lie, la la la, you hear that all the time. He was pointing out what the Jews do.
There's a perfect example. Yeah, you know, they always talk about Hitler and the big lie. You know, no, Hitler didn't say you should tell the big lie or that he was going to tell the big lie.
He said what they were doing.
He said that that's what the Jews do. Now, whether people like the fact that Hitler said that or not about the Jews, the fact is Hitler didn't advocate telling the big lie. Hitler said that telling the big lie was a bad thing.
Yep.
So on that basis alone, you know, I mean, it's just another one of these things. And, you know, Alex Jones is free to have on his show whoever he wants to have, and I'm sure he will, and I'm sure Alex doesn't care a bit what I have to say about it. But I'm just here to say that I'm not going to play this game and bash the Nazis because it's a convenient thing to do, or as Alex put it, a popular thing to do.
You know? Another thing, too, was that the question was put to him on Rents, to Jim Mars on Rents, and also on AJ. It says, they say, well, how in the world did you get this book published? And then they turn around and say that the Nazis run all the media. Yeah. So, you know, there you go.
Dave, I tell you what, I do have to move on.
Yeah.
So I want to end our call with that very good laugh that you gave me.
Indeed. God bless you, Michael.
Thanks, Dave. All right. Let's go. Oh, we're going to Texas. We're going to bring up Jim from Texas. Jim, what do you think about anything?
Well, I think that, Mike, in 25 or 30 years, you're not going to be known for your hard-hitting articles in the Spotlight or American Free Press. You're going to become the modern day Ansel Adams with your photographs, because you described how you took your broken camera, who you had repaired, and you tried to get photographs of the Reverend Hagee, and all you managed to get was his rear end, okay? And that is what Ansel Adams did. He captured the essence of his photographs of the desert and the light and the shade, and you got it perfectly. Inadvertently, I'll admit, you didn't know what you were doing, but you're going to be famous, Mike. Let's face facts. You have several photographs of Reverend Hagee's rear end, which captures the essence of the man.
You know, I have to say, you know, I know a pig. Somebody I know and love has a pet pig. And I have to say that what I did capture of John Hagee, he does have a porcine appearance. I think that's the word for a pig, or is that a word for a bear? I'm not sure. But in any case, I think, Jim, you made me feel better by pointing that out. So I will be a famous photographer in the future. But you know,
I'm just calling, Mike. You can capture the essence of anyone. You can capture the hooked nose on Abe Foxman at the right angle, and you're going to be famous. It's going to take several years. You might not even be alive when you become famous.
You know, I do have to tell you, this week the picture of Hagee is published in American Free Press. And, you know, we had a lot of fun putting the story, and I don't mean we in the royal sense, I mean all of us had a lot of fun putting the article together. You know, sometimes we tend to be too serious. But, you know, I put a kind of a funny headline on the story when I submitted it to the editor. I put the headline on Willis Cardo scares John Hagee half to death. Well, you know, by the time we finally got the story in the paper, we decided we were going to present the story kind of in a lighthearted fashion because, you know, as horrible a character as John Hagee is, he is also someone that he does deserve to be made light of as best you can without underplaying the fact that he is a real poison. You know, so we had a lot of fun with the story in the paper this week. I think the headline says, AFP's Willis Carto meets John Hagee, something along those lines. You know,
but Mike, did they have any pictures that you took in there?
What's that?
The pertinent pictures. The personification of what the man is. Did he have one picture of his rear end?
Well, I'm sorry to say it was only his head and shoulders. But
I
will tell you.
That's almost as obnoxious, but it's not quite the same thing. By the way, for your listeners, if they want to actually read Mein Kampf, it's free online. If they go to Western Safeguards Initiative, they can download it free online, the actual original copy in English, which I read many years ago.
One of the good translations of it.
Yes.
So that's good to know that. Well, Jim, I got to move on here. We got some more callers here. Let's go to Cage in Indiana. Cage, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on?
Well, I guess there's a few things in the news I wanted to real quickly speak about, especially in regard to the Rally for the Republic that's going to be going on there opposite of the Republican convention.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, the fact that they're renting out a larger arena than where the Republican convention is going to be.
Well,
and
I'll
the impact
what,
that's going to have.
You know, I think it's a good thing that Ron Paul is trying to hold this thing together. But I'll tell you what, he's going to have to make up his mind as to what he's going to do. You know, this guy has accomplished something that no other member of Congress, with the possible exception of Barack Obama, this guy has accomplished something by being able to bring so many people together who are, you know, on our side. And if it's going to end in November or whatever the month when that is, if it's just going to end with a big rally, then nothing will be accomplished.
Right.
Ron Paul has to take this thing seriously, take the bull by the horns, and make a real movement out of it. The biggest problem, George Wallace was that, you know, he ran for president in 1968 and won all of these millions of votes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what he didn't do after the 1968 election? He made no effort to build a national political party. It all became a vehicle then for George Wallace to run for the 1972 Democratic presidential nomination, and that whole independent third-party network that he had solidified, he just abandoned it, and it went to hell in a handbasket, and a lot of predators got involved and started taking over the various state organizations, and then it fell apart, and then it just never quite got the vitality that it had ever had under George Wallace's leadership. George Wallace should have built a national third party, and that's what I think, now that I think about it, that's what Ron Paul needs to do, in my opinion. He needs to say, we need to build an America First Party, a real America First Party, to challenge the Republicans and the Democrats, because I'm here to tell you, the Republicans are not going to let Ron Paul take over the Republican Party.
You know, Mike, I agree, but unfortunately, those same infiltrators you talk about, they'll do the same thing to that party, just like they did the Populist Party and every other third-party movement there's ever been. And, you know, that kind of sucks, but, I mean, I think the only choice we have is to infiltrate one of the two major parties because, gosh darn knows, they'll infiltrate us.
Well, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know what I mean?
The way, Wallace, he would have got the Democratic nomination in 72, wouldn't he?
What's that?
Wallace would have got the 72 nomination if he wasn't shot.
You know, it's all very subjective now. I think probably they would have aced him out of the Democratic nomination if he had somehow come close to getting it. You know, they would have rearranged things and, you know, rearranged the deck chairs.
He won Michigan.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah,
that was the day after he got shot. He won the Michigan primary, which had him in the polls at like 7 or 8%. We know how that goes. And he won with over 50% of the primary vote. So
yeah, and I think that's part of the reason, of course, why they shot George Wallace. I mean, because, you know, I don't buy the idea that this guy, Bremer, acted alone, or too many funny things surrounding Bremer. So, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, I wish Ron Paul the best, as long as he does the best for America.
Right on. Hey, Mike, man, it's been another pleasure, man.
All right, thanks for calling, Cage. All right, we'll have time for one more caller when we come back. We'll go to Montreal and talk to Carl, who I presume is our friend, the political prisoner. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up the hour here. We're going to Canada with Carl, who's an American being held in detention in Canada. He is truly a political prisoner. Of those of you who doubt we have political prisoners, we got one right here. Carl, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing? I was going to read this scripture. I wanted to give it out to the people that are listening. Remember I talked to you about it on the phone the other
mm-hmm,
day.
It's
an apocryphal book of the Bible. It's not one of the Catholic books, but it is, you know, included in a lot of Bibles and also, you know, some of the older Bibles. I know it's been taken out, but it talks about the people of Israel. This is 2 Esdras chapter 1. verse 24, which says, "People of Israel, what can I do with you? People of Judah, you refuse to obey me. So I will turn to other nations and make them my people. They will keep my laws. Because you have abandoned me, I will abandon you. You will beg me for mercy, but I will show you none. When you pray to me, I will not hear you. You never hesitate to commit murder. Your hands are stained with the blood of those you have killed. It is not me that you have betrayed. You have betrayed yourselves." And it goes on here. "I will turn away from you. Your religious festivals, your new moon celebrations, or your circumcision ceremonies mean nothing to me. I sent you to you my servants, the prophets, but you killed them and mutilated their corpses. I will make you pay for murdering them. The Lord Almighty says your temple is abandoned. I will scatter you like straw blown away by the wind." Then it goes on, "I will give your home to a people that is about to appear. They will believe me even though they have not yet heard of me. They will do what I command, even though I have never performed any miracles for them. They have not seen the prophets, but they will live by their ancient teachings." Then it goes on, and I don't know if you're familiar with this one.
No, well, Carl, you know, let me just say something right now. What you have just done,
yes,
is put the lie to John Hagee and his false teachings. Because what you have done is you have just thoroughly proven that everything that John Hagee and this theology that he preaches that was cooked up at the end of the 18th century is all a lie. John Hagee, you've just put, you know, that should be carved in stone outside John Hagee's church so that everybody who troops into that church to give him money should read that and understand it. But you know, the thing is, unfortunately, John Hagee has blinded so many people, he's paralyzed them spiritually, that they're incapable of understanding these things.
Yeah, it's the blind leading the blind.
Well, in the case of John Hagee, I'm not sure he's really blind.
No.
No, I think he is a false prophet. He's a Judas goat who is leading essentially good people astray. And in the course of this whole thing, what he's doing, he is poisoning the well, number one. And as I said last night, he is just as bad as any child molester, any rapist, any murderer, any looter. And this is a guy who masquerades as a man of the cloth, as a man of God. And he's a real, real terrible excuse for a human being. So this is what we're up against.
Yeah. There's some more things in 2nd Ezra, as I tell people to read, even though they might not believe it's part of the official canon. But 2nd Ezra chapter 5 is good, as well as 6, 11, and 12, where it talks about the way of truth will be hidden, and the time will come when all people on earth will be in the grip of great confusion. And it talks about wickedness will increase until it has become worse than you have ever known it to be. The country that you now see ruling the world will lie in ruins. Then it goes on. A king or leader unwanted by anyone will begin to rule. And it keeps going on.
That sounds like George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Carl, we're running out of time here, but I appreciate that. And you know, you pointed out it may not be approved by some people who put together their versions of the Bible, but guess what? Maybe those versions of the Bible that we've been handed aren't the real scripture in the first place. So,
gold has been.